I'm Kim Masters, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. And John, you know, as the entertainment business tries to come to grips with the digital future, we've seen two big flip-flops by two big companies in the last week or so. Netflix backing away from a new company called Quixtar, which was going to be splitting off its mail order DVD service, and Universal on a test of video at home. But let's start with Netflix. Netflix made a hash of things.
They made a very big hash of things, and I think we can safely say now Quixtar is in the dumpster. Just 3 weeks after Reed Hastings, who runs Netflix, said that he would separate Netflix's mail order and online components into two separate services, they abandoned the plans. And they abandoned the plans mostly because there was huge consumer backlash, and they probably lost about 1 million subscribers in the process.
And their stock took an incredible beating as their subscribers plunged. Netflix has a problem, which is it's paying a lot of money for content to stream, and it has to find a way to get more money out of people like you and me. But this was unbelievably clumsy, and even the announcement of Quixtar, the advent of this thing, seemed very off the cuff, very half-baked, and they sort of have now, Reed Hastings has tried to apologize for it, but it doesn't seem to be doing any good.
They apologized not only for the way that they handled the announcement, now they're apologizing for splitting the services, but they haven't quite apologized for raising their fees by 60%, which is what they did back in July. And all of these missteps come just as Apple is accelerating its plans to use its cloud service to deliver movies onto your iPad or your iPhone or your television. So any way you look at it, the timing couldn't have been worse for Netflix, and it's the latest in a series of really bad blunders.
And a company that had such a great brand going, everybody knew what it was. It was right in that space from the beginning. It had segued into streaming so smoothly, and now this. Meanwhile, Universal announced that you would have the privilege over Thanksgiving weekend, if you were in a couple of test cities, you could pay $60 to watch Tower Heist, a new movie with Eddie Murphy and Ben Stiller, in your home 3 weeks after that movie opened in theaters. And presumably when it might, if it works at all, still be in theaters, which is a big no-no to people who own theaters.
I think Universal anticipated there was going to be a backlash. I think they underestimated how strong it was. And the real problem is that Cinemark, which is a huge chain, said they wouldn't play the movie at all. And there's some smaller chains like Regency Theaters in Calabasas and Galaxy Theaters in Sherman Oaks that also said they weren't going to play it. So it put Universal in a very awkward position in that they, to go forward with this plan, they were going to lose some of their biggest markets. And it sounded like Regal Entertainment was on the fence too about showing the film. Now, I will say some studio will do this, and it will be some studio that has a better slate right now than Universal does. So if this were Warner Brothers and the next Dark Knight film, Regal and Cinemark couldn't say we're not going to show that movie. And it's going to happen. Maybe Tower Heist was the bad film to pick, but this was a good study in how powerful movie theaters still are.
And of course, a lot of filmmakers think this is a particularly bad idea because they do worry that if you choke people going to the theaters by teaching them you wait 3 weeks and see it at home, even if you don't want to pay that price, it's still an option. They fear that that will be the demise of the movie business.
Rock bands probably said the exact same thing when CDs stopped getting sold and their music ended up on iTunes. And I bet you they're not complaining now.
Nonetheless, the music business has been transformed and the movie business is looking at that too. That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. He joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.